I've asked Dr. Jack Flynn, the CEO of Whitehall Practice Transitions, to take just a moment with us today to share a few ideas, some tips that would help doctors get more out of their practice. You know, Jack, I got to thinking about something before you start. I've spent 25 years trying to help doctors save money. And some of my more successful clients have somewhere between $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million saved. And it took us 25 years working with them to accomplish that. You walk on stage here and in 10 minutes tell us how we can literally sell our practices for more than we've saved over 25 years. So I want doctors to realize how valuable this information is. You've sold practices for how much?
Well, up to $6 or $7 million at this time.
I know you sold two practices for one doctor for a total of $10 million.
Correct, right.
So from the standpoint of what we can get in, let's refer to from here on as terminal value, the sale of the practice, we need to keep in mind that if that is done right, it has the ability to match, exceed, or even double what a doctor can save in their 41 years of hardcore accumulation, saving money.
I agree.
So give us some ideas. Give us some things we need to think about so that that all turns out the way I just said.
Well, Greg, I find that after talking to thousands of doctors, the biggest challenge that I have is working with these doctors and making sure they have a plan. I think in past tapes, I've mentioned several of the mistakes some of the doctors made by either selling a piece of their practice prior to finding out about what we call the hybrid earnouts, or bringing on an associate and paying them too much money before they come on as an owner of the practice.
Let's sum up the cost of a mistake. You were telling me that roughly the first $250,000 of net establishes the practice as a potential hybrid earnout.
Correct.
Okay. After that, for every $25,000 of net profit that we add to the practice above $250,000, so it'd be like from $250,000 to $275,000.
Right.
That incremental marginal $25,000 adds another $250,000 to the resale value. Is that correct?
Correct. As an earnout.
Right. So that's why people need to realize that mistakes are devastating. Some doctors, Jack, reach retirement with a fortune saved, and what you add to them is just gravy. Some doctors get there after having successfully completed four or five marriages, divorces, disabilities, bankruptcies, financial setbacks. They end up with nothing, and what you're going to add to them really is everything they're going to get. So there's a whole range of people hearing this. So I want people to realize these mistakes, every dollar of net profit, every mistake that affects net profit has this 10-to-1 ratio. So give us some mistakes we need to keep in mind. You know, we're not going to run on and on today, but give us something. We'll get you back in a
sure.
few months.
Well, first of all, I just want the doctors to understand that when they hear these numbers, that it is a win-win situation for both parties. Matter of fact, the last 100 exit strategy interviews I've done, every one of the doctors said they would have done this themselves when they had the choice in the very beginning.
Right.
Obviously, years later, they know how to run a practice. It's a different ball game at that point. The major concern I have is making sure that you don't lose, as you have always stated for 25 years, your principal. And by keeping this practice maintaining, I mean, most transition specialists try their best to have doctors sell their practices at the peak. Well, statistics show that doctors between 55 and 65, most practices drop 40%.
So the key is not to sell it after it's dropped. So
right.
Either sell it before or make it a point to not let it drop.
Exactly.
I think it drops consciously. In other words, I think doctors consciously start to refuse to reinvest in the practice, to fix it up, to add the staff they need, to deal with the challenges. Now they're getting older, they're thinking, you know, I want to have a life, and they start to withdraw. Well, we want people to know that if you're doing that, there is a price, and the price is tremendous if you're considering a hybrid earnout down the road.
I agree. The number one concern I have is making sure that you can maintain that $200,000 to $350,000 profit level. That's the only way we can sell this as a hybrid earnout.
Right.
And by doing that, even doctors that have, as you mentioned, gone through all the turmoils, had all the problems, the financial problems, and I've talked to these doctors and don't have any money saved whatsoever, there's still a chance that they could be putting away $1 to $3 or $4 million just in the sale of their practice.
What's a mistake you see? Let's try to cover one each time we talk. Jack, what's a mistake you see people making that affects their earnout value negatively?
Well, a mistake that I don't see too often, but it does have a devastating effect when I do see it, and that is unreported income.
Oh, you mean people not reporting all of their income for
correct.
Tax reasons?
And I think they're being short-sighted because, especially if they understood the earn-out potential. When you think about the sale of a practice, if there was $50,000 of unreported income, the doctor might save $12,000 to $20,000
in
taxes.
Tax.
But he's losing $500,000 in an earn-out by not having that $50,000 there, because we need that as proof that it's in the practice. So a buyer would look at this and say, yes, I'm willing to do it.
I might add, too, that one of the IRS stings is to literally disguise themselves as practice buyers. And when the doctor says they have two sets of books, they, of course, pull out the handcuffs.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. I actually had a friend of mine who sold a business, and he said he was like in a dream. They were sitting down with a client who had told the buyer that he had been hiding income for many years, and in fact, that's exactly what was going on. And my friend, the broker, was sitting in the room, and he sees all these FBI and police running through the building coming in as they were signing the documents. So, I mean, it's actually true.
They do that.
They
yes.
do that. They really
so
do.
So between not getting busted and the money you're losing in the potential for a hybrid earnout, it's time to start declaring the income.
Correct. And this is a small problem in professional practices. It's tremendous in businesses.
Right.
But the next thing is part of this, is documentation. Everybody hates documentation. But if you can understand, if you can tell us where some of these hidden discretionary expenses that you spent on your practice that wasn't needed, this is one of the challenges
we have. You can add those back in.
Correct.
Excellent. Jack, anything else today?
You know, if any of your doctors have any questions, they can email me at jack@practiceadvisors.com, or just give us a call. If anybody has any interest in topics that they'd like us to discuss, we'd gladly go through that
with them. Have them submit it.
That'd be great.
Great. Jack, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.